7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and it's also Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to all of you moms that are listening into the program today. We hope you have a special day. And I wanted to talk a little bit about roses today. So I asked my son Patrick if he would join me. Patrick is the garden center manager at Northeast Nursery on Route 1 in Peabody. And one of the roses that Patrick sells is called the Flora Carpet Rose. And it's a very, very unique rose. It's like a whole new rose in the category. You have teas and grandifloras, floribundas, climbing roses, the knockout roses. Well, the Flora Carpet is something very unique, very different, and it's something that I thought we should talk about because of the uniqueness of this particular plant. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dad.
Glad you were able to join us. I know we had a great day yesterday. I want to tell all of our listeners that Patrick's wife, Kristen, graduated from the University of Mass in Dartmouth, and is now ready to become a lawyer. She just has to pass her bar. So we had a great day at the graduation and celebration of her many, many hours of work and the many hours of work that Patrick helped her also. So we want to congratulate Christian in her feat to become the next lawyer in Massachusetts.
Yeah, definitely was a great day yesterday. It's a lot of hard work that Kristen has put in there, and you know, it's been a long road, but we're getting there. We got the bar in July, and she'll do great. I know that. So, you know, we do pass along that. It was great to have everybody down there yesterday. So, it was a good day.
It really was
an even better day. Well, I don't know if it would be better for me, but my mother, you know, it's Mother's Day, so I will wish her a happy Mother's Day first before I get into all the roses. I get that. ability with you on the air, Dad, to tell everyone out there that I have the best mother and to wish her a happy Mother's Day. So I'm taking advantage while I can.
And that will put you on the top shelf.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yes. Okay. Now, let's talk about the flower carpet rose. Why do you like the flower carpet rose, Patrick?
Well, I was looking over some of the features of everything, and, you know, I like all the different colors that they come in and everything that they do, but one of my biggest things that I like out of all of this, being here in New England, and the amount of road salt that gets used, especially after this year with the amount of snow we had, I love the fact that it's not affected or damaged by road salt in the heavy snow areas. I mean, I have a lot of customers who come in and they want to put some color right in the front of their yard, and it's just hard to get a lot of things out there that can take the road salt. As we saw this year, I mean, the salt was everywhere. They were running out of salt because they used so much of it. And now, you know, you have something like this that's going to give you color. It's going to cover the ground so it's not going to look bare, and it's going to, you know, be all summer and blooming. It's going to be incredible blossoms all year. So I love the fact that it can do that. now in the front of the yard, you're not going to see your typical everyday hedges. You might start to see these on the bottom of the hedges to give it some color and take away from just that green color.
Exactly. And the other thing that's nice about this particular plant, I mean, it grows a couple of feet tall, but 40 inches wide. And I planted four last year. They bloomed nonstop all summer. And this is one of the things that makes it unique is when your roses get done flowering, you have to prune them and clean them. Well, the flower carpet rose is a self-pruning, a self-cleaning rose, so that you don't have to get those pruners out every week and cut the plant back. And once the plant is established in your yard, after a couple, 3 years, each rose of the flower carpet will produce up to 2,000 blossoms per plant. And I don't think there's any other rose that can even come close to that.
Yeah, I think this might be the only one that can do that many on one plant for the year. I mean, it's incredible the numbers that it puts out for the season. You know, you have all these other rose types out there. You know, they will come back and rebloom on a few of them, but the fact of the matter is nothing reblooms like this and makes a statement. I mean, 2,000 blooms on one plant? I mean, are you kidding me? And you're not going to spend a lot of money to put it into the ground? I mean, that is just an amazing feat in itself, just looking at that. You're not going to have to worry about it. That's the best part, too. You know,
yeah.
You can do some pruning. You know, they recommend pruning once a year. That's it. There's no, like, special have to cut it all the way back. It's basically a third. The rule of thumb for pruning has always been cut something back by a third. And that's what they're saying to do with these roses. And it's just once a year. You don't have to do it multiple times. Like you said, the blossoms, they're self-cleaning. They just fall off to the ground. I mean, it's a simple, easy plant. Everybody wants a low-maintenance plant so that they can not have to worry about it. They can worry about every other thing that they have going on, and this is one of those that fits right into that category. And it flowers, drops its petals, reflowers a little bit later. And it's just a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, so it would make a perfect Mother's Day present, and as Patrick said earlier, it comes in 9 different colors, whites and pinks and salmons, yellows, reds. They're absolutely beautiful. The flowers come in clusters. And another quality, you know, growing roses is not easy because of the insects and all of the black spot and leaf spot. Well, the flower carpet rose is a natural disease-resistant plant, which means less care by you. How can you beat that?
Yeah, definitely. It's the same. I mean, it goes again with the low maintenance. And everybody loves roses because, you know, all the different styles and how big the roses can get. But there's always that maintenance. You got to every 2 weeks or every 3 weeks put in a soil drench to help with that black spot. Or you got to spray at night every couple weeks. Now, this year, it's pretty much one of the most disease-resistant roses that's on the market. You know, you don't have to put anything to spray on them, usually. It's absolutely amazing how what this plant gives you. I mean, like I said before, it's a gift that keeps on giving because you just say one thing, then you go to the next and to the next and to the next with these features. It's amazing. It's just, you know, it's one of those roses out there that's perfect to give mom because, you know, she's not going to have to do anything. The thing about, you know, Mother's Day, you celebrate how great she has been to you and everything she has done for you. You don't want to go in there and give her something that she's going to have to spend a lot of time taking care of. Now, you give her one of these roses, I mean, you're basically saying, I'm giving you something, I'm maintenance enough, I'm going to give you something that you don't have to worry about, and that's why the flower carpet is such a good rose to give for Mother's Day.
Yep, and it's a plant that makes a great ground cover if you have a banking that you want to grow it on. And one thing that I tried this year, and I'm really happy with the results, I planted them in containers. I had 4 different colors. I put them in 18-inch plastic pots and cared for them like I would as if they were in the garden. In the fall of the year, after the frost had knocked all the leaves off and the plant went dormant, I took the roses. I put them in my tool shed for the winter. and said, I'll see you in the spring. And there's not many plants that you can do that with. So they stayed in the tool shed all winter long. They didn't get any care. They were just put there to go to sleep. And then 2 weeks ago, I brought them out. I pruned them back a little bit, added some dynamite fertilizer to them, and the buds are all breaking open. There's foliage on there. And I'm going to guess by mid-June that those roses will be in full bloom again. So I'm really happy with this easy-to-maintain plant. And I'm sure you are, Patrick. You know, when you have a large nursery and you've got a lot of plants to take care of, you can't sell a rose bush that's full of black spot. And this is one that stays clean, making it easier for you as well as the homeowner.
Definitely. It makes everything a little bit easier to, shop around and look at. You know, it's just such a great rose out there. There are so many, you know, the different colors. One of the things I just wanted to add about it, I was reading up on this a little bit more, just get some more information. And there were three colors of this rose, of the flower carpet rose, the amber, the scarlet, and the pink supreme. The three of those are the next generation of the flower carpet rose. And they have actually done some more work on it. And
Patrick will be right back. Let's take a break.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Mother's Day, and I am talking with my youngest son, Patrick, who fills in for me when I go on vacation. So it's a treat for me to do the radio show with him. And we're talking about a very unique rose called the flower carpet. And the website, by the way, if you want to get more information, is www.flowercarpet.com. Now, just before we went into the break, Patrick, you were telling us about the new generation, and there were three roses that you were talking about. Can you give us some more information about them?
Yeah, the new generation of the flower carpet, there's three flowers. I mean, one of the things that I didn't actually touch on a lot about was the fact that once these roses are established, they're drought tolerant. So, I mean, again, there's another aspect of how great this rose is. But this new generation, they've come up with three new color roses, the amber, the scarlet, and pink supreme. Those three, they went through the process and rebred them, and they've improved the heat and humidity tolerance. So it's not only, you know, drought tolerance, it's even more the humidity and the heat that adds to that fact of the drought. On top of the disease resistant, I mean, those are just some great things to add to an already incredible rose.
Yeah, because the average rose during June, July, and August will require 3 to 5 gallons of water per plant per week. So if you can cut back the amount of water that's needed, that's going to save you a lot of time in your garden. And that is a real, real plus, Patrick, and I'm glad you did bring that up. The other thing, too, that I noticed with the floral carpet, and I tried it last year with two of the pots, is that they will grow in full sun to a little bit of shade, where most roses have to have sun all day long. And the ones that I put in pot shade, they got maybe 6-7 hours of sun, and then the rest of the day was shade. They did almost as good as the ones planted in full sun. So that's a real positive also.
Yeah, they're, like I said, this is a great rose. And, you know, one of the things you had touched on there was that you can be used as erosion on slopes. Now, a lot of people who live on hills have always wondered, you know, what can we put on the hill? And the old go-to was like a blue rug juniper. So you see those on like the highways on the embankments. All you see is these blue rug junipers all across. You know, it's great. It's evergreen and it's blue. But, you know, there's no flowers on it. And this rose is perfect for erosion control. So, I mean, you could start putting those on hills instead of having just the old generic junipers on there. Nothing wrong with the junipers. They do serve their purpose. But this rose having color on a hill instead, oh, it just looks so good because of the carpet going down that hill. It would be like a waterfall of color going down the hill instead of just blue.
Exactly. And because the plants grow 40 inches wide, you're not going to need as many, and it's going to grow a lot faster than putting a common juniper. And as Patrick says, the secret with having a nice piece of property is color. And when you're putting a plant like the floral carpet rose, it was developed by a company called Tesla from Australia. And they bred that rose for 15 years to get it to the condition that it's in now. And now Patrick is telling us that they've rebred it again. They've come out with three new colors that are more of a double. They're more drought resistant. But, you know, if you like roses, they're a lot of work. And with the flower carpet rose, less watering, less maintenance, a lot less disease problems, and they bloom and bloom and bloom, and you don't have to be a rose expert because you only prune it once a year. How can you beat that?
You can't beat something like that, and that's why, you know, there are a lot of them out there, and a lot of them are going out and selling nowadays. You know, roses are a great color splash, and this just adds to everything.
And you have a lot of the flower carpet roses at your nursery at Northeast?
Yeah, here at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, right on Route 1, we have a whole load of different flower carpet roses, all the colors you would want. I was looking through them before. We got some reds, we got some peach, we got some pink, we got some white, and they're already starting to flower. We get some out of the West Coast, so they're a little bit higher up. You know, the temperature-wise enough, so they're a little bit ahead, but they're perfect to have here, and it'd be great to have for a Mother's Day gift.
Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate your time.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. It is Mother's Day, so we want to wish all of you moms a very, very special day. And if we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Talk with Tom, and he'll get you set up, and we'll answer all of your gardening questions. Now, I want to talk to you, just spend a couple of minutes before we go to the phone lines. There's a problem with impatience called downy mildew. And if you planted impatience last year, and they all fell apart, all the leaves came off, the plants just died, they got downy mildew. And that fungus is in your soil. So if you're going to replant, you need to treat the plants and to spray them during the year with either AgriFoss, that's from Monterey Lawn and Garden, or Plant Doctor from Organocide. And somebody made a comment, well, it's just too much work for that flower. Well, if you grow tomatoes and you get yellow foliage and the leaves get spotted and then they start to die from the bottom up starting in July, that's called late blight of tomatoes. And it's the same disease that attacks your impatience. Now, if you want tomatoes, you're going to treat it, right? Well, why not grow your impatience and your tomatoes? Because now you have one product that will take care of the fungus on the impatience and the late blight on tomatoes. And we have not had a good fungicide for late blight in the last several years. This is a new product, and it does a great job. So that if you had tomatoes last year, the lower leaves started turning yellow, and it quickly moved up to the top of the plant, killing it. At the time of planting, get this AgriFos by Monterey Lawn and Garden, or Plant Doctor by Organicide. They're all natural products, and they will solve both products. That way, you won't get discouraged if you have a problem with impatiens or tomatoes. This one product will take care of both. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pauline from Kingsborough, Mass., with a question about a butterfly bush.
Pauline, happy Mother's Day, and how can we help you with your butterfly bush?
Thank you very much. Yes, I have a butterfly bush that's probably about 3 or 4 years old, and it's 6 feet. And I'm wondering if it's already got green leaves coming up on the high branches. Can I trim that back now?
Yeah, if you want to, you could take that butterfly bush, cut it back to about 3 feet.
Okay.
And it will re-leaf out on the lower part of the plant. It will also encourage a lot of new shoots to develop from the base of the plant, making the butterfly bush thicker and fuller, and it will become a lot more productive. Now, once you get done pruning to help encourage the new growth, fertilize them with either the plant tone from Espoma, which is an all-natural fertilizer, or Dr. Earth flowering shrub fertilizer with probiotics. Both of them have mycorrhiza that will stimulate the root system to become thicker and stronger, better able to pick up moisture and nutrition in the soil. And the mycorrhiza, along with the other microbes found in the plant tone in the Dr. Earth fertilizer, help to rebuild the soil at the same time. A chemical fertilizer like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 just feeds the plant for 30 days and it's done. But Espoma and Dr. Earth products will last for 90 days in the garden, and they rebuild the soil at the same time.
Okay. Thank you. And I have one more question.
Sure.
I wanted to use one of those seed slicers this year on my lawn, but
yes.
I have other issues I think I need to do first, and I don't know what order to work with them. I have some moss, and I have weeds in areas that need reseeding. So what do I do?
Okay. Well, the thing that I would do is this. Look at the grass and decide what you have the most of. Do you have more moss than you have anything else? Do you have more broadleaf weeds than you do grass? And then take it from there. If the moss is here and there throughout the lawn, then what you can do is take a bamboo rake or a steel rake and rake up the moss and dispose of it. And then take a steel rake, scratch up the ground. Now, if broadleaf weeds are spotty here and there, then I would concentrate on getting the seed down now. Take advantage of the normal wet weather during April and May and get it established before the heat comes.
Okay.
Then, once you have mowed the grass three times, not three times in one day, but three normal mowings, and your grass is established, then you can go buy a weed killer like the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra, spray the lawn. It will kill the broadleaf weeds but not hurt the newly planted lawn. So for now, if there's moss like a piece of carpet, You got to get it out so that you can put the seed in direct contact with the soil. So that would be number one. Then get the seed slicer. And I'll tell you, I use a seed slicer, and I was totally amazed. You have this machine. It has like a hopper on top of it. You add your seed to the top of it. You adjust the depth of the seed slicer to about a quarter of an inch deep. You turn it on, and you hold on, because it's going to pull you right down the lawn. There's no pushing. All you have to do is steer it. And as it cuts through your lawn, it will drop the seed in the little trench that it makes in your grass. And you go north to south and then east to west. Add your lawn fertilizer for new seeding. Keep it wet. And what you will notice, and it just blew my mind, you will notice stripes in your lawn where the new grass is coming in. And over the course of about a month, maybe 6 weeks, that stripe where the seed was put in will get wider and wider. And within a six-week period, the lawn is solid. And it will thicken, it will fill in all the holes, and if the holes are filled with a growing grass plant, crabgrass cannot grow, your dandelions will not grow, and you'll have a beautiful looking lawn. So, pull up the moss, number one, then use the seed slicer, number two, fertilize, and then once you have mowed the grass three times, at a normal rate, then you can use a broadleaf weed killer like the Bonide Weed Beater Ultra, and it will not hurt your new seeding.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you
very much.
And you have a great Mother's Day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have Susan from Centerville, Mass., with a question about garlic.
Susan, happy Mother's Day. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you very much. I have a question. Last fall, we planted some Russian garlic, red,
yes.
Maybe Russian red. Anyway, it's up, and it's maybe almost 20 inches, the green stalks. I just have a few questions on it. When do you harvest it, and can you pick it one at a time, or do you have to harvest it all at once and store the garlic?
Okay. I've been growing garlic for many, many years. I love it. And the difference between the garlic that you buy in the supermarket and the garlic that comes from your garden is as dramatic as a tomato that you buy in the supermarket and a tomato that you pick from your garden. That's the flavor difference. Okay? So you're in for a real treat. Now, your garlic will grow until August. It loves to be watered. So you want to make sure that you water that garden where the garlic is a couple times a week. If weeds are becoming a problem, then buy a bale of straw, just common straw. And you can go to a feed grain store. Blue Seal stores are all over New England, and they will have straw. And you clean the garden first, put the straw between all of your garlic, and just, if you can feed it with something like the Dr. Earth vegetable garden food or the Espoma vegetable garden food, do it now and then maybe in mid-July, just to kind of push it to make it become bigger. Now, what's going to happen is at the end of July, all of a sudden a flower will start to develop on top of the foliage. And the flower, as it comes up, doesn't grow straight. It will grow up maybe 6 inches. And then it will start to twist just like a corkscrew. And it's absolutely beautiful, this shape of the flower bud. When the bloom itself is about a foot tall, but before it begins to open, cut all the flowers off of your garlic plant. Bring the stems inside your house, put them in a vase of water. If you want to put them in with flowers, the character of that twisting flower stem is incredible. And it will last as a cut flower for almost 3 weeks. And during that 3 week period, every morning, that flower stem will change color. And after about 2 weeks, it will be straight up and down. But it starts off like a corkscrew, all twisted, all snarly looking. Oh, the character is beautiful. And by removing the flower, you're preventing the plant from using its energy to make seed. And you don't want seed. You want all the energy to make the bulb larger. Once you make a cut, if you want to pull one out and bring it in the house and start cooking with it, great, you can. At the end of the year, when the foliage begins to dry out, pull them all out, let them dry, cut off the stems. I'm eating garlic now from last year. That's how long it keeps.
Aphids and whiteflies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new Aphid and Whitefly Spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey Aphid and Whitefly Spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name, Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bill bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's Sunday. It's Mother's Day. We want to wish all the moms listening to the program a very, very special happy Mother's Day. And next Sunday, I am so excited. I'm back on Cape Cod. So if you live on Cape Cod, we'll be broadcasting live from Scenic Roots Nursery. And we'd love to see you. I'll be there from 6 o'clock until 2. And so please stop by and say hello, and can't wait to get back on beautiful Cape Cod. Tom, I think we got time for one more caller.
Next up, we've got Jim from Rhode Island with a question about Shasta.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your Shasta? Is it a daisy that you have?
Good morning, Paul. Just a quick question. I have some, I think, Gloriosa daisies. They have a red with the yellow petals, and
yes,
also some Shasta daisies. And, like, right now they're in the front southerly planting bed, and they're really pretty bushy and healthy. And what happens is they grow so tall and leggy that they're all hanging over. And I didn't know if I, when I start to see the shoots that would produce the flowers start to grow, can I cut those to try to keep them shorter and a little lower plant so that they won't get long and leggy? Or am I going to ruin any blooms if I cut that? Will it
lower? If you cut them late in the year, then you will probably lose some of the blossoms. So what I would do, let them come up to be about maybe 3 to 6 inches tall.
Well, they're a little taller than that right now.
Okay,
I'm looking at them right now. They're a foot tall as a bush type. They haven't sprouted any flower or little buds. That's what I should say.
Right.
Can I
trim them back now? Yeah, still a little bit early for that. What I would do is I would just take a pair of hedge shears and take a couple of inches right off the top. That will force them to produce side branches, and you'll end up with a plant that's going to be shorter and bushier, and that way they won't flop over. The one thing that controls the height of the plant is the weather.
Yeah.
And if we have a cloudy, damp summer, then they're going to stretch for the light and they're going to be taller. If we have a nice, sunny and warm summer, then they're going to stay a little bit shorter. But prune them back now, and that way the buds still have not formed on the plant, because it doesn't bloom until July and into August. So by pruning it now, you'll encourage the plant to get bushier, more side shoots, and a lot more flower buds. And then when you're done pruning them, then feed them with a granular food like Flower Tone by Espoma, which is all organic and natural, and just one application per year. Or the Dr. Earth flower fertilizer with probiotics. Either one of those two will do a great job in your perennial bed.
Okay, Dr. Earth or Flower Tone?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye now.
You can also, bye. You can also divide those clumps and move them. So if your clumps are really, really large, you can cut them, dig them, and move them to a new area. As I was telling earlier in the program, on my website, which is paulparent.com, on the bottom, you'll see a picture of me in a yellow shirt. And to the right of the picture, there are two blocks, one for Fafard potting soil and black gold potting soil. I want you to click there today. Then look for Garden Club Makeover. Put in your name, your address, all the information that they ask, because very shortly we're going to be pulling a winner, and we're going to come to your house, spend the whole day, and we're going to make over your yard. We're going to take you to our garden center, and we're going to buy $500 worth of products to bring to your house to make your yard look absolutely beautiful. I'll help to draw a plan to give you ideas for the future, and you will enjoy it. But right above that, there's a company called A.M. Leonard. Click on that, and they have a tool called a garden knife. Looks like a little trowel. It has a saw on one side of it. Great for dividing perennials. Have a great week, everybody.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.